This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously. Next time you guys hear me, we will be live. Unless one of us dies in the intervening time, which I hope does not happen.
Ooh, vote for me. Vote for me, I'll die.
No.
Please don't.
Well, Logan can't.
I'll take his place, don't worry. Great circle of life. Kiminyama, Kiminyama, Dawaza.
Oh, God damn it! What happened to my seasonal opening?
I don't know. What happened to it?
What did you do to it?
I yeeted it.
All right, I'm just going to do a little song and dance while I try and find it again.
Do the hustle. Do the hustle. Do the hustle.
Found it.
Five hearts of passion cry out for justice. Shugo Fen Fikushan Sentai Fuketsuna Ranger.
Let's go!
Working at the popular Shin Nihonko TV station, these five courageous humans wage a never-ending battle against the evil Boar Dom, a villain with a penchant for bad grammar and a fetish for deviancy.
We fight with a real good one. Happy Time Start Story over at Legion.
But who are these brave warriors that cannot be stopped even by Kevlar bullets or sand?
Fouquet Magenta!
Synergist Wizard, Chin Chin Echi!
A fight is what you get when you violence!
Fouquet Pinker!
The Refuse Artisan, Toyota Hanzo!
I cannot believe the perfectly good things people flush down!
Fouquet the Purple!
The Dwisney Veering, Tori Jury!
Female! Square Boobs! Action Figure!
Fouquet the Ocean Water!
The Cable Dog, Keiburu Inukaisui!
My name is Recursive.
And the leader, Fouquet Crimson. The Pruning Decimator, Hamada Koto.
I am the greatest hero. My name is Justice. Justice is my remaining testicle.
With the ever-present threat of Boar Dom and the legions of his Gram Army, they hard fight and make the world safe for puppies and sea cucumbers.
We need to summon the King Supreme Megazord now!
Kingly ass combined.
Supremely chest breast combined.
Megly dick combined.
I guess I'll be the acne again.
And I'll form everything else.
Can't
see this.
Hey Steve, listen Steve, hey listen Steve, listen Steve, listen Steve.
Okay, now play the opening.
Okay, play the opening now, Steve.
Or you can just play the opening to Gundao Musashi again.
No. Like, I don't want to get copyright stricken for something stupid.
I don't think we'd get copyright stricken for the live portion of the show.
Well, you never know who's listening. Musashi Gundo's lawyers.
You never know Google's power level.
True.
It could be more powerful than you could ever imagine.
No, oh, I don't want to imagine that.
Well, then don't.
That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Where's Steve?
He went to go play the opening like we told him to.
But I'm bored.
My name is Steve. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to see my balls.
Oh, I saw them earlier.
All right.
They're okay.
They're okay. A rave review.
It's good to know they're still there.
Ouch. Sorry, Logan. We're not trying to rub it in.
You can't rub any of it.
Well, no, there's still a hefty shaft to rub, Logan, if you were, you know, into that. Oh, can I talk to you about a fucking thing that happened to me today?
I mean, we can't stop you.
Okay, good. So, I'm in a couple of furry servers.
Oh, wait,
and furries
we can.
Are fucking...
Oh my gosh, that was fucking cold-blooded.
I want to know.
Dave, what were you saying?
Nah, I'm good. I'm done with the story.
I would say I'm sorry, but I'm not.
I hope Steve was back to catch that.
What did I miss?
You just fucking missed it.
You missed it, man.
Yeah, you missed the fun.
You'll have to listen to the recording to find out.
You know, I could just download Craig right now and hear what I missed live on the air.
Yeah, okay, but let's not do that.
Aw. But Daddy, I don't want to wait until Christmas to open my presents.
Too bad.
You're not supposed to use your voice like that, otherwise you're...
I will ulcerate my tonsils again if I want to.
Can you please not? Because I would prefer to have you still on the show as an active participant.
Hey.
Hey. Is for horses.
I'll just get all of the insides of my throat removed and just become a throat singer from now on.
Can we give you a voice box that sounds like Night Horseman, the evil dude?
Night Horseman, the... Oh, that evil dude. Yeah. Let's do that.
Perfect. All right, I'm down with that. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David. David, say hi.
Hi.
Logan. Logan, say hi.
Hi.
Val. Val, say hi.
Val, say hi.
And Sean.
What, you're not going to tell me to say hi?
No, I'm too busy watching G Gundam with everybody else.
Fuck you guys.
Say hi, Sean. Say hi, Sean. Or say, how high are you, Sean?
I'm not high.
I'm not clipping.
I'm not internet hiccup, but, you know, it's still better than last week when it sounded like you were dialing in from somewhere in the middle of the tundra in Siberia.
Well, I'm dialing in from the middle of the tundra in Canada.
It's just a different continent.
Less Russian.
Yeah. All right, tonight we got some...
Unlike America.
Please, can we not? Please. Here's the first story for tonight. 69 Hues of Disney 2, Simba from the Lion King Bangs His Way Out of Thee by Buster Manwomb. Yes, that was a lot of words, not a lot of which made sense. David, you're up first.
Story by 69 Hughes.
How much of Buster Manwomb's stories have we read before?
None.
Or is this the first one?
This is the first one. I know we...
I think we read an excerpt in...
Have we read stuff on panels, maybe?
Yeah, at a panel we read part of this.
I gotcha.
And also, I am thoroughly convinced that we came up with the name Buster Manwomb on the show at some point, and this person listened to us, took the name, and then wrote the story.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know.
You keep saying that I'm reading too much into this, Logan. Just wait until you
literally read the words Baltimore and thought, this is about me.
Just listen. Okay, when you read the story, listen to how they write and the references they make. I am 100% certain we know this person somehow. David, please read.
Summary. In a grim, dark world where things that look like babies that look like Cthulhu's left nut have sex lives to rival a male guinea pig in a female guinea pig enclosure, and taquitos are fucking impossible to get a hold of, one lion must fuck his way out of a computer.
You know what this actually sounds like? One of those computer-generated texts?
Yeah.
Chapter 1. It begins.
It begins!
About the author. Buster B. Manwomb was born to a pair of Wendy's cashiers who abandoned them in the same grease depository in which they was conceived. They was found and raised by wolves in the mountains of Florida, where they grew up learning to love the written word. Spending many hours reading literature abandoned by the highway, their favorite works, the second half of the June 1999 issue of TV Digest, and the VHS case for Triple Nanny Cream Pie 3, Rise of the Babushka, influenced their writing to this day. They currently reside in a Newfoundland dumpster, writing new and exciting literature on their BlackBerry playbook.
New theory, this is Devin.
If you do not have the time to roam the Maritimes with an aromatic bowl of deli meats in search of them, you can follow Buster Manwomb on Twitter at Buster Manwomb.
Oh, hang on, I gotta do that right now.
He only has one follower right now, and it's me!
Well, it's time to fix that. Oh, I have to sign into my Not Safe for Work account. Never mind.
Too lazy?
Too lazy.
Voted Cambodia's most fuckable orphan.
Chapter 1, Wet Percussive Anal Romance. Simba made the baby from Eraserhead come like 20 times.
Oh.
It was love at first sight when they started grinding each other on the dance floor. Only when they were told that it was not a dance floor, but a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit. And what they thought was house music was actually a large group of children crying very loudly. Did they decide that the place was too seen and that they should find some place to do some rump bumping in quiet?
lovely prose, great alliteration, and rhythmical syllabism. I don't even think that's a word, but I'm inventing it right now. This is my new cult.
Syllabomancy, the art of using syllables is magic.
Oh, dude, that's great! Can I make people orgasm with my alliteration?
Yes, you go, come already, come my lady, you're my butterfly sugar baby.
You are a casualty of come, and then they were.
And then they were. They went back to the baby from Eraserhead's studio apartment in a lusty strut, engaging in minutes of the juiciest visceral butthole invasion and nipple chewing that the greater Baltimore metropolitan area would ever confuse for an earthquake.
Whoosh.
Once the whole building had flooded with what many thought was vanilla pudding mixed with beef liver pate,
ugh.
Simba fell back onto the bed, dry heaving. The baby from Eraserhead, too, was satisfied and was smoking beside him.
Not a cigarette, he was just smoking, like he was on fire.
He's getting jerkied.
That was fucking lit!
Simba sighed with spent arousal, spooning up to the baby from Eraserhead. With postpartum sensuality, the baby from Eraserhead weeped blood.
Jesus Christ!
Simba laughed and kissed the baby from Eraserhead's titty. I'm glad you liked it too, but boy, and I spent. Do you want any food? The baby from Eraserhead wailed like an elderly Mormon woman reading her adult grandson's comments on the incel subreddit.
Beautiful.
I think that's my new favorite line.
Taquitos would hit the spot, Simba said, smacking the baby from Eraserhead's thick dad thighs, and got up from the bed. I know a great place nearby. They don't do skip the dishes, but they're tastier than all hell. Simba clothed himself. He's a lion?
Yeah.
Struggling to stuff his still semi-erect donk into his pants. You keep your pants off. I'm not done with your dick. The baby from Eraserhead began to spew noxious, ever-expanding gray goo, sure to consume everything you have ever loved, or would prefer not...
And or
would prefer not to be consumed like Cthulhu's midnight snack. I will remember the hot sauce, Simba said with the tenacity of Denzel Washington from The Great Debaters, as if he were high on blow.
If he was high on blow. Actually, I'd love to see a YouTube video of just Denzel Washington high on blow.
Denzel Washington is high on blow.
All right, I am up next. What Simba thought was the place that mad the best taquitos in the city was actually the only place that would willingly sell taquitos to lions since the owner was kind of blind. Imagine if Jeffrey Dahmer grew a porn stash and turned into a bodega, and you would have some idea of how sketchy this place was.
I don't think I want to imagine that.
Do it anyways.
Don't put that in my brain's browser history.
The taquitos were cooked on a hot dog roller that looked like it hadn't been cleaned since before The Simpsons existed. On the plus side, there was usually no line. There was a line. Simba was fucking livid and decided that the best way to get his taquitos before his stiffy deflated was to wield it like a bat designed by David Cronenberg and beat all the people in front of him until nobody else was conscious.
Smack him with a dick.
Yeah.
Smack him with a dick. Smack him with a dick. Smack him with a dick. Smack him with a dick.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Said the third person he attacked with his penis. Simba was confused and attacked again. Stop that! The person he was trying to cock bludgeon retorted.
Is that what you do, Logan, to people that are make you unhappy?
That give you trouble at work?
Do I assault them with my penis? No.
No, you have to say the right term. Do you cock bludgeon?
No, don't do that.
This made no sense. Usually after one or two hearty bops to the noggin with his penis, anybody's top three favorite brain lobes would be squeezed out their tear duct. Who the fuck are you? Simba interrogated, brandishing his penis with a dwindling sense of menace. The person slowly turned around. It was the Master Control Program. Odd how Simba never noticed that he was smashing his cock bat against a massive wall of light.
No, you know.
End of line. Are you trying to pick a fight with me? The MCP bellowed menacingly. What if I am, bruh? Simba retorted, fruitlessly attacking the MCP with his fleshy trouser baton.
I do like trouser baton.
Why is he attacking Microsoft certified professionals?
God damn it, Logan! Watch the movie Tron already! Please tell me you've seen Tron.
No, why would I have seen Tron?
Oh my god.
That movie is literally a million years old.
Yes, so are a lot of other really good fucking movies.
Except...
Except what? Except what?
Tron's not a good movie.
Yes, it is. It does not hold up well technologically, but it holds up well in a sense of awe and wonder. Also, it still beats the shit out of the sequel that was made.
Legacy.
Yeah.
I'd like to go against you and see what you're made of. Come at me, bruh. I'll fucking school you. Simba threatened, ignoring the fact that he was completely in the wrong. Thanks to the drama, Simba never noticed...
Simba, huh?
Yeah, Simba. He's very limber. He likes to get his timber.
Mmm.
Jimmy Jimber.
Dave, breathe the heat down. Just put it on a simmer.
Oh.
You mean a simber?
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the drama, Simba never noticed the fucking massive laser that was lining up behind him and loudly charging until it blasted him right out of this world. Chapter 2. Fucking lasers, man.
Out of This World's a pretty good game.
If you'll like to die a lot. Fucking a what? Demanded a viscerally confused Simba as he realized he was wearing what looked like a roadmap of Boston made from glow sticks and was sitting in a room that looked like if a Linux user made a laser tag arena. You there! Said a guard that looked like a copyright-safe version of a stormtrooper. You've been sent to the grid by Master Control Program. You must sex yourself to death! This looks like Reboot. This triggered Sark. Okay, Reboot had what, like a budget of maybe like $200,000 for the whole first season?
No, it was lower.
$200.
Reboot is a good show, though.
Hmm. All I know is you all are starting to sound like robots to me.
Yeah, that's because you're sounding like a robot.
Yeah.
This triggered Sark, who was about to kill Simba when he heard a contextually convenient voice of the Master Control saying, I want him in the games until he dies playing. And record it too. Then put it in the slightly questionable porn file.
Jeez.
Okay.
Fucker! Sark said. Simba looked up. A man was yelling at him from a spaceship like a mile away. Is he saying something? He's telling you not to lose your identity disc. The not stormtrooper said. What do I do with it? Simba asked. You throw it at people. Next up is Val.
That makes sense. How do I get out of here? Simba asked. You must fuck your way out. Oh, so it's like Chuck E. Cheese, Simba said.
No, this sounds a lot like the Ninja Sex Party Twitter account.
Yeah? What? The Nutstrom Trooper asked, slightly uncertain. Imagine if you got molested by Teddy Ruxpin every time you ate a pizza or made an Undertale reference. Now imagine trying to do that instead of paying for Five Nights at Freddy's game.
What?
Nutstorm Trooper did not move. That was my Vietnam. Nutstorm Trooper wasn't moving because he had committed suicide.
Oh no.
Classic! Simba stretched triumphantly. The man on the spaceship was still monologuing inaudibly. Who the fuck do I fuck first, you fuck? Simba yelled.
I have my door closed and I still heard it.
I'm down to a job and I need a warm up!
Alright, I'll be right up, honey. Time to make me some babies.
Something that looked like L'Arc de Triomphe. The T should be capitalized. Anyway, as interpreted by Star Fox on the Super Nintendo, flew down and turned into a door. Because computers or something. From the portal hissed a thick, hulking figure that lumbered towards Simba, shrouded in dramatic, convenient darkness.
Oh no.
Yuck!
Yup.
The figure yucked.
Ugh.
Chapter 3, Politics.
God damn it! We don't want politics in our story!
No. It's politics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not politics. Alright, so two totally different things. Okay.
Well, gosh! A ripplingly curvaceous Goofy emerged from the shadow.
So he was thick?
Dummy thick.
THICC, baby.
Yeah.
His ass cheeks clapped.
Normally, the folks that piss off the MCP don't look so tiny. I'm not afraid of you, Simba stood his ground. I literally ate bigger people than you for breakfast. Want a bit? Why is it in quotes? Goofy thrust into the air, covering distance between them, while striking a midair pose so majestic that his clothes flew off like the gay guy in One Punch Man, only here you could see a schlong worthy of the depravity of an NSFW Second Life world or the author's average fever dream. And boy, was it a schlong.
What gay guy in One Punch Man?
Puri Puri Prisoner?
Well, he's not gay, he just really cares for his guys.
That's okay. You don't have to be gay, Dave.
Right.
Pretty sure that character's gay.
Anyway.
Go.
Oh, it was on purpose, Goofy asked. I like to hype myself up, Simba said. Stop it. That's my job. Fine. Christ. Simba grumbled mildly.
Mildly.
That's what I said.
You said mildly.
Okay, you realize that she's roboting so hard she's not saying words anymore, right?
Beep, boop.
So that's about normal for Val trying to speak Canadian in America.
He wasn't wrong, though. It was an extraordinary peen.
Is it not majestic?
Goofy gestured to it. Goofy's penis looked like if a Lance Armstrong action figure was filled with 3 times more corn syrup than it needed.
I believe they meant stretch Armstrong.
So instead of being filled with stretchy stuff, it's just filled with drugs.
Then lubricated with black shoe polish, making it look unnaturally structured and slightly racist. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I've named it Mike Pence, Goofy declared.
That's disgusting, said the lion.
I agree.
Who was giving the baby from a razor head a dirty trombone not a half an hour earlier without a hint of irony.
I should not have been drinking when you said the term dirty trombone. God damn it.
Well, that's your fault.
A lot of this is my fault.
I honestly think I'd half preferred that red rocket business dogs usually have.
If you think this is bad, Goofy teased, you should look at Mickey's donk.
It does say donk.
That looks like a crashed Greyhound bus.
Jesus Christ.
All that carnage.
All right, next up on our reading list is Sean.
Okay, I really don't like where this is going, Simba said.
He called it hashtag Humboldt Schlong.
Sean, why are you writing fan fiction for the show?
Fuck you.
I don't know what that is.
It was a bus full of young hockey players was hit by a semi.
Oh.
And like a lot of them died or were horribly injured.
I don't think we do know this person. I think this is somebody from Canada.
It's not me. I would not have put the Humboldt Schlong in there. Trust me. Christ almighty, Simba cringed. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Well, he has a lot of broken bones now, Goofy said. The moment he said it out loud, he got lynched by a pack of Canadians.
Based on your response, Sean, I am not surprised as this is part of the lore.
Yeah.
Disney's already trying to remake Cool Runnings as an apology. Didn't go too well. They cast Scarlett Johansson as the lead. Ayuk.
Tired of all this shit, Simba lunged at Goofy's throat. His Cronenberg bat dick was too limp at the moment to use.
Wow.
I can only die if I come, Goofy said, pushing Simba back with his exuberant big dick energy. And good luck. I haven't been able to come since 9/11.
Wow. You know what? Lots of other people haven't been able to either.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Simba said. Trauma?
Nah, it's just that nothing can compare. Sad, yuck.
God damn it.
Wow.
Sad, yuck.
Goofy said, reminiscing. Finally done with this shit.
Firmly.
Fuck. Firmly done with this shit. Simba lunged at Mike Pence, rubbing along his polished black mass until he began to expand, veins beginning to bulge haphazardly. Simba's sharp claws digging into Mike Pence's stretchy, soft skin made Goofy shiver.
Yuck.
Unnecessary end quote.
That's all right, Goofy said, but it's no jet fuel melting steel beams.
Simba used his to gnaw on Mike Pence's pudgy girth, earning an occasional shudder and moan and yuck from Goofy's ecstatic, sweaty face. A tiny bit of pre-cum leaked out of Mike Pence's head.
Oh, yarsh.
I guess we have this to look forward to if Trump gets impeached. Just Mike Pence is just a standing penis.
You mean he isn't already?
I don't know. I don't pay attention too much to him to know.
Because he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Da-da-da-da-da jokes.
Huh.
Fuck me up like an American's international relations in the last year, Daddy.
Goody moans. He was totally into all the dirty stuff Simba was doing to Mike Pence. He stuck a light cycle rod up Goofy's asshole while working Mike Pence's head, though he didn't start to get more of a reaction until he stuck Goofy's bike stick up Mike Pence's vestigial asshole and start straight up punching Mike Pence in the face.
Sure.
Oh, yersh, Goofy screamed. Tell me you have nail clippers and that you're taking over the plane.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Simba took the whole of Mike Pence in his mouth, feeling with throat throb with every lapping gulp. Mike Pence is going to be able to tell if I'm smuggling cocaine when I'm done with you.
What does that mean?
It's a cavity search joke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Simba yelled inexplicably, clearly despite having Mike Pence giving him rapid-fire oral prostate exams.
Has anybody here ever had a cavity search?
Nope. I have had a prostate exam.
I have also had a prostate exam.
I haven't.
It's not the same thing. Like, they check your asshole when you go into the military, so...
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Grabbing Mike Pence's balls, or maybe they were Goofy's, it's kind of a thing, Simba began to beat them like they were told him he phoned it in Lion King 1.5. This is as close as I've ever gotten, Goofy moaned.
Oh, fuck off!
Though flight MH370 was closer before it ghosted me.
Fuck you!
You wanted a disaster that destroyed the lives of thousands, motherfucker? Simba grumbled. He pulled Mike Pence's gleaming puffy mask from his mouth. The Hannah Montana movie came out after 9/11.
Ah!
Wow.
It was like someone told Alex Jones that frogs have always been gay. Goofy swelled into a purple mass of misplaced energy and exploded out of Mike Pence's hard.
Mike Pence hard.
Mike Pence hard until he looked like the love child of a Wookiee in a bearskin rug.
Wow.
So just two Wookiees.
Sexually satisfied, Goofy began to slither into the darkness.
Gosh.
He sighed. Can I go now? Simba said. I want some
It's father mucking.
I want some father mucking taquitos.
All right, Logan, you're up.
9. Your journey has only begun.
Goofy, what happened to your voice after you came?
I am Goffy.
Yeah, it says Goffy.
Goffy said, you must fuck your way through MCP's henchmen to the ultimate challenge.
Shit, fact.
Simba said. How to... Is that an I or... Number one.
I.
How to I. The polygonal spaceship turned into a portal again. Simba stepped through it and found himself in an arena the size of Blood Gulch. A tall figure stood at the far end.
What the fuck is Blood Gulch again?
That's one of the levels from Halo.
Okay, the red versus blue map, yeah?
Red versus blue, yeah.
Hey, Simba called. Am I gonna have to fuck you too? Or is there a crack in the wall I can escape through?
The unrecognizable figure lumbered closer, breathing heavily. Oh, shit.
Oh, this is great.
This is, yeah.
You're gonna need a lot more propane to get out of this situation, I tell you what.
That's a terrible hag kill, but I'll give it to you anyway.
Egg's gonna give it to you?
My throat is swollen to the point where I can barely speak, Steve.
Whoa! I'm gonna need a lot more propane. Get out of this situation, I tell you what.
Improved, but I think David still does the best Hank Hill.
I tell you a whole what.
Fuck you.
That makes mine the best. Tune in next time for 69 Hues of Disney 2, Part 2. Advent of the Unicoctopi.
That was a word.
Chapter 2. Ready Player Propane.
What?
About author. Buster B. Manwoom lives by the immortal saying, you can't get banished to the Shadow Realm if you're banished from the Shadow Realm.
So, there.
Checks out.
Shadow Realm is something we talked about that exact episode when we read that fucking story.
It's Unicoctopi.
Fuck you, come on.
It's multiple octopus.
Yes.
They're just synchronicities, Steve.
They're not just
They have no significance.
Oh my God. Are you in cahoots with these people? Are you
He's
just
clearly paid off by the guy.
That's what I'm thinking.
I may or may not actually be Buster B. Manwoom. And you'll never know.
Why are you so bad at reading your own story?
Vote now on your phones. Open up your text messaging app, send a text to your mother or father, and then tell them you vote that Logan is or isn't Buster B. Manwoom.
I'm sending a text to my mother right now.
Oh, you're a beautiful man.
I'm sure it'll be very fun. When he isn't writing literature, or trying to get said literature adapted to Kingdom Hearts rhythm game spinoffs, he is fulfilling his dreams of making every McDonald's washroom in New Brunswick vomit-inducing, and soliciting sex from the Archbishop of Canterbury, often simultaneously. 69 Hues of Disney 2, Part 2. Simba stood perplexed at the man before him. Are you Hank Hill?
Wow. I sure am,
Hank Hill said.
That's gonna help your throat.
Am I going to have to fuck you to get out of here? Simba groaned.
Not just me. I'll tell you what,
Hank Hill said, leaping into the air. Striking a magnificent pose, his clothes exploded off of him.
Kaboom!
Silhouetted by the explosion, he begun his magical girl transformation.
Oh, they're doing the Sailor Moon picture of all the...
Yeah, I know another one you're talking
fighting
about.
Fighting evil by moonlight!
Finishing it as he landed on the ground, the oversized schoolgirl outfit was clearly not designed in consideration of testicles.
Wouldn't that be undersized then?
It's okay because it's a skirt.
Yeah, so it's just a skirt that is very wide but also short, so the balls are just dangling underneath.
I have become Sailor Propane,
Hank Hill yelled.
And I have become Sailor Kerosene,
Dale Gribble yelled, leaping down from the sky in what looked like a Sailor Moon costume if Sailor Moon was crack whore. I don't know what Bill sounds like.
I am Bill. Holmes. Sailor. I'm Sailor Petroleum.
That's just Southern Strong Sad.
I'm Sailor Petroleum. I'm all sparkly and the like. Oh, I don't know if I can handle these sparkles.
Bill said, fluttering from the sky in what looked like a Mary Poppins outfit designed for a Playboy photo shoot. Oh, God, I absolutely cannot do Boomhauer.
I believe in you.
Dang, look it. Dat darn damn costume man. I sin con don dorn get them sparkles, man. Just.
Not just, it's ju.
No, it's ja.
This is not French.
Mm-hmm.
This is Boomhauer. Just can ban der. Be some sore more some stuff man. Dang diesel man. Boomhauer said.
I really want to find what Boomhauer sounds like in French now.
Gino said pay man a dang on now talking about Gino said pay man as Gino quad man.
Wow.
I also don't know what Joseph sounds like.
He's
So Keanu Reeves, got it.
No, Keanu Reeves, he's just this, whoa.
Was Joseph like the prototype Hank Hill from Beavis and Butthead?
No, Joseph is Dale Gribble's son, who is actually John Redcorn's son.
Oh, yeah, I remember that plot arc. It bored me.
Yeah.
That's right. I have Native American heritage inside of me. That's why my son looks like that.
It's so bad.
John Redcorn, are you going to make sure that my wife does not have headaches tonight?
Yes, Dale. I'm not doing that.
And I'm Sailor Butane, Joseph said, landing on his face, but trying to play it off cool.
It would sound more like, oh, I'm Sailor Butane.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
No, you can do it.
It hurts.
Nah, dude, fight through the pain.
No. Why is there a kid here? Simba asked.
I don't know.
Because butane is the bastard gas, Gil explained.
Wow.
Butane is the bastard gas of the propane family.
Is he the lady of the lake in disguise? Or some other contrived excuse to make it less weird? Simba asked.
Weren't you playing penis footsies with the baby from Eraserhead?
Hank Hill asked omnisciently.
David, you're up next.
Oh boy.
Sailor Butane. Yes, and I probably will again as soon as I find some goddamn taquitos.
Taquitos?
Taquitos. Simba retorted, But the baby from Eraserhead is more Lovecraftian horror than human, which makes it less weird, Simba explained. This is where I draw the line.
You know what? Fair enough,
Hank Hill said, pulling out a gun from his thong and shooting Joseph in the face.
Jeez!
What the hell, Hank?
Dale groaned with indignation of a man who had chocolate milk poured into his mashed potatoes.
Oh, that is sacrilege!
He wasn't yours. Now, Simba!
Hank Hill returned to the task at hand. Choose your first penis obstacle. Sure, okay, Dale, you first. You're probably pretty bummed about your wife's kid getting shot.
Okay. Wait, what?
Dale said sensually as he dutifully unleashed his genitals. His penis looked like an Autobot struggling to assemble IKEA furniture. If... Okay, pause. Simba yelled, time the fuck out. Why the fuck isn't there a single normal dingus in this whole fucking world? Little did he know that penises in the man womb verse work the same way people do in My Hero Academia. They all have their own little quirks, and the only one that doesn't is probably going to get All Might's attention.
Ha!
Simba was about to suck it, lamenting the fact that it would probably do to his mouth what Fan Fourstick would have done to Michael B. Jordan's career if Creed didn't come out only months after.
Wow, hot take.
When he noticed something odd about the penis. Optimus Prime, the shaft, was trying to put together a Luftwampflorften when...
sure!
More affectionately referred to as Bondage Walrus for its distinctive cushion...
No, it's not cushion.
Cushion's shape. Optimus Prime's main problem was that he was connecting the pedals to the wrong side of the chassis. Simba twisted the head, tightening his grip rhythmically in a way that Optimus Prime turned the chassis around and properly assembled the Luftwampflorften, revealing the urethra and exploding with a torrent of hot, sticky baby syrup so torrential that Dale deflated into nothingness, leaving behind only a cigarette in his shades. Okay, then, Simba said, moving on to Boomhauer. You, weird talk man, you're next. Boomhauer procured his penis. It looked appealingly normal. All right, then, time to get this over with, Simba said, taking Boomhauer's boomstick into his mouth. He started by gnawing on the head. It started to harden. Simba prepared to try to stroking it. Or to try stroking it.
They're so decadent and moist, the penis screamed.
What the fuck? Dangle man gonna get the dangle man town car damn and there grab a lung nose.
Slow it down. Give us time to laugh at your jokes.
This is what the words are. It's dangle man gonna get the dangle man car and grab a dangle damn their old prison man ain't gonna pour it for me, man. Boomhauer said, explaining that when his penis is titillated, it makes sounds like a traumatized Vietnam War veteran trying to sell you brownies while being violated by an entire hot air balloon.
Wow.
That's some flowery image right there. Simba shrugged and returned to sucking the penis, starting slow but slowly accelerating. He wanted to see where this goes.
Wow, you got through that way too fast. Next time, let us have more fun with you.
No one's stopping you from having fun, Steve.
You are. You're verbally stampeding me by being too good at show now.
You're just mad that I can power through things because I got the Dale Boomhauer voice.
Yes, I am quite envious of that and also the fact that you are tall.
Oh my God, I thought of a funny joke. What do you call a Boomhauer that's starting the apocalypse?
What?
Doomhauer.
No.
Because instead of a Boomhauer, it's a Doom.
You did it again. Okay, Dave.
Kick from server.
No.
Leave all that in.
I drunk all of it in every last drizzling drop. My turn. Please buy my brow. Ow, 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 ow! Holy fucking shit, knives! They're so moist and soft, fresh from the oven! No, please don't pull on the torch again. It takes me back. Hey, kids, want to see an orange cloud? Simba gnawed on the penis more aggressively. No! The penis regained its focus. I am not about that anymore. I just want to sell the sea delicious brownies. They're made from real chocolate. And fuck her in the ass with the napalm. That'll make the yellow devil talk.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Fuck off. Simba worked the penis harder. What is even going on? My brownies are so good. I'll give you a two for on now, no, no, now we a sale. Simba punched the penis in the face. So what do they have for fast food in Saigon? KFD? Simba worked the shaft, punched it again, and tugged the nutsack. Nothing seemed to affect the penis' middling rigidity. Oh God, why? Won't you buy them? The penis cried, ow, goddammit, absolve me, daddy!
Okay.
Oh, goddamn, I just read ahead.
Don't do that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow. Simba folded Boomhauer's ball sack into an origami noodle ball and fed it to the ghost of a vengeful Vietnamese child.
As you do.
Steve, I'm so sorry.
Is it something I have to read?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Look, I have a question for you, Steve.
Sure.
Why open your legs when you can open the Bible?
I actually don't think I have a copy of the Bible or the... No, I do. I have a vintage army issue of the Pocket Bible. I don't have a copy of the Torah anymore.
They just replace every instance of Jesus with Drill Sergeant.
I thought you were talking about the Torah thing. They replace every instance of Jesus with Dreidel.
Dreidel went to his disciples and said, one of you will betray me. And then they're like, hoi, 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 hoi. I don't know what Jewish people say.
Okay, I scrolled down and now I'm angry.
Yeah.
That did it. The penis ejaculated a tray of fresh brownies before curling itself up into a Bowman knot and jogging into the shadows. You see, Your Grace? This is what it would be like if you would answer my fucking calls when I'm in my regular clothes. Do you have any idea how hard it is to find edible altar boy outfits in my size? I thought if I made a normal one, you wouldn't tear at it, but no. Anyway, Boomhauer's eyes turned inside out. His mouth opened far wider than is logistically viable. air quotes, a tent with a sun.
Hey, no, there's the translation down below.
Papa, anata wa, anata no, ke mushoderu. Watashi no inke kara kaiho.
Let's find out how racist this is.
It's not.
Sa remashita. Konya watashi wa nama no butaniku. Kara tsukuru reta baishunpo o shoka. Suru koto.
Grando sponsoro te okidishimasu.
Koto naku baishu yado ni iku kamo shiremasen. Arigato gozaimashita.
Iku desu. Iku.
It translates into, Dad, you were released from my penis, your prison. Tonight I might go to a brothel without disgusting a prostitute made from raw pork. Thank you very much.
I didn't see disgusting. I have a translate from Monsieur Lack of Sense that says digesting a prostitute made of raw pork.
Delicious, I guess.
Anyways, I'm going back to what my translation was. Tent with a sun, another tent with a sun, basketball, dancer breakdancing. You know what? I just don't have it in me to do the rest.
Thank goodness.
I tried. Oozed from Boomhauer's lips as he melted into the floor. David, did you understand any of that?
Yes, I was like, hey, man, I played the Japanese once.
Do you want to rephrase that?
No. I stand by what I said.
Now you! Simba pointed to Hank Hill, actively repressing the memories of the events that had transpired. You ain't the only fucking one.
Alcohol helps.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Hank Hill laughed maniacally as fuck. I can't do a good maniacal Hank Hill laugh.
That's a little bit too more jolly. Can you make it more maniacal?
You are already dead. 100 crack fist of the North's propane.
Tugging aside his sailor thong, his penis was the shape of a penis, but the size of a Commodore 64 made of silly putty. Devin did fucking write this.
My urethra is tight as Bobby claims his mixtape to be.
Wow.
But Dad, I don't mean it like that, Dad.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't have put Soldier Boy on it.
I had to crank it though, Dad.
You will never get me to come.
Simba, who has watched the show, lifted up a Great Dane puppy.
Want a new puppy?
Val, you're up.
Huh.
Neither of our guests are idling and party on pizza, so I guess we're going guestless?
But damn.
All right, are we still going?
We can stay live.
Okay.
Makes no difference to me.
It makes no difference to me.
Ha!
Because I just don't care. Steve, when are you coming to visit me?
How about third weekend in June?
I guess that's okay, but it's gonna be hot, so dress accordingly, and by that I mean don't.
Mean don't dress?
Yeah.
Don't dress, because he's gonna be nude.
I could also come, I think, like May 18th or May 25th.
Hey, guess what? It'll still be hot.
Yeah, it'll still be hot regardless, but you can't do Memorial Day weekend because I'm going to visit my grandma, and I love my grandma.
Every single time you have to establish that you love your grandma. We got it the first time. Is this something that constantly falls into questionability?
Dude, tell you how cool my grandma is. I was talking to her today because...
Does she let you play games on shows, David?
Dude, she lets me play games whenever I want. She's even got an Atari ready for me when I want to play it.
Why are you playing games on show?
What game am I playing, hmm?
I can hear you click-clacking with your controller.
That just could be my fucking gross-ass toenail tapping.
That would be gross indeed.
David, stop playing video games.
I'm not playing games.
All right, let me see. I don't need four adults in two rooms. I just need a flight.
It's probably expensive to fly directly
in. Can we do travel arrangements after show is done?
Yeah, let me read.
But anyway, to cap the story off, my grandma wants me to take her car. I have to, at one point, fly out for a weekend and go pick up a car that she's just going to give me.
Yeah.
My grandma's fucking cool.
Nice.
Gesundheit.
Bless you. Can I read?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Hankiel's penis open wide. Mountains of petrified ejaculate sloth? Yeah. Out of the ever-winding urethra. Not unlike the exact opposite of a black hole used as a sex toy by a great cosmic being, or the Kessel Run scene of Solo played in reverse if the space monster was made of particle rock.
Wait, was there actually a Kessel Run scene in Solo? I didn't watch that movie.
Yes, there was.
I don't think anybody else of the cult did either.
No, I did. It happened. It was a thing.
Oh, wow.
Next song. Play that shit.
Good callback.
You were never even on that show, Sean.
I don't care.
He was there in spirit.
I'll let him sort that out, Simba said, turning to Bill. Not capital Bill, so I'm guessing he is turning towards the Bill of Rights. You, what the fuck is your dick's deal?
Mine's just fine, Bill said. Ain't nothing weird about it.
And that moment, All Might appeared out of nowhere. Preparing to feed Bill his air in one hand and punching Simba with the other hand. Oh, there's no hand.
God damn it.
You will never take this sweet plain dick away from me, All Might shouted. I then smash!
Alright, you clipped the fuck out of that. Try it again, but bring it down from a 900 million to maybe a 5.
Nah, if you're gonna smash, you gotta smash loud.
Yeah, I was yelling at the plant too, like not even on the microphone.
I hate having to do the cleanup on all of this.
Hey man, you could just not.
I know, right?
We could retire. We have enough money.
The force of the punch sends Simba flying into Hank Hill's urethra.
Boom.
No!
Yes.
Please, no more things in urethras! For at least another 6 years.
Don't kink shame, Steve-o.
Yeah. Which had grown to the point that it looked like the original Sarlacc pit rolling down the hillside.
That was just a sand hole with tentacles on the side.
That's the hottest thing I've heard today.
No, it isn't. You said you were coming to visit me, and you know that's hot. It's Florida.
I just wanted from fucking taquito!
Don't we all, honey? Don't we all?
Simba yield as he fell. Tune in next time for 69 views of Disney 2 Part 2 Part 2 Fists of the North Starlack Pit. Chapter 3 Fist of the North Starlack Pit. About the author. Voted Cambodia's most fuckable orphan by the Woody Allen Pre-Memorial Guild of Orphan Fuckers. In parenthesis, Dartmouth? Chapter.
Dartmouth. It's a city in Nova Scotia next to Halifax.
It's an Ivy League university.
Yeah, like they say it differently, so I don't know which one to pick, so whatever. Buster Menwoom worked in a Nunavut strip club under the name Fraulein Whooping Cough.
Hold on, I'm changing my Steam name because it has been a while. Fraulein Whooping Cough is beautiful.
Yes. Until the Zumba Mafia caught up. 69 Years of Disney, Part 2, Part 2, Fist of the North Starlight Pit. Simba never expected that what he expected to be a quick trip to get some goddamn taquitos would have ever resulted in him getting ass-fucked by an IKEA in Hank Hill's urethra.
Wait, what?
There's a lot of what's. Yep.
Okay, so you know in the special edition, the Salak Pit got a weird beak? That's what's in Hank Hill's urethra.
Yeah, I hated that. Like, that pissed me off almost as much as the fucking musical number in Return of the Jedi.
You weren't old enough to understand the gravity of the Sarlacc Pit fucking dicky dick, right? So, you're like, oh no, Han shot first, you fucking hipster. You didn't even know you were 12 when it came out. You were probably like, yeah, Star Wars! Look at all this shit in front of the camera!
Okay, and yet... that was exactly how his day was going. Trapped in the seemingly unending cavern that was Hank Hill's nearly relaxed urethra, though fortunately the semen seemed to have been drained, so he was simply left to wander the moist plains uninterrupted.
The what plains?
Moist.
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 I like both versions.
Yeah.
Moistesteru.
Hey, what's the Japanese word for moist?
I don't know. You are sounding very German, though.
Moiste.
To Google Translate, Shitori.
Shitori.
The IKEA had snuck up behind Simba with the stealthy vigor of a horny jackrabbit that was also a ninja.
Jimmy Superfly Snooka.
It leapt on Simba from behind and, seemingly unfamiliar with the gentler intricacies of ass-fucking, seemed to be content with having its dick bounce around Simba's Eye of Sauron like a wrinkled trampoline.
Ew. Mom replied.
Oh, what'd your mom reply?
I don't understand and no problem.
So how did you vote?
I don't understand and no problem.
So that sounds like a no.
So you didn't vote. Is that what I'm hearing?
Vote on what?
On whether Logan was a Time Lord or not.
I don't think that's...
I don't remember what it was, so just go with it.
Doesn't matter. What
Moist.
The fuck?
Moistaru.
Ketchup
or
ketchup? Yeah, no!
Ketchup.
And the next words uttered, that's really what I'm thinking. What the fuck? Simba wondered as he batted off the IKEA store gracelessly trying to mount him. The IKEA meowed in response. What the fuck is an IKEA doing here? Simba wondered aloud, bunting the eager store off of his asshole.
We are everywhere.
Ugh.
The IKEA store responded in a deep, sensual voice, not unlike that of Terry Crews after 3 cigarettes.
Cigarettes are gross.
Yeah. Yes.
We are perfect agents for the 3. The 3 what? Simba asked, right fucking tired of this cryptic ass shit.
The first comes.
IKEA muttered. Thank you, Doug.
Logan's next.
Is it Logan?
I don't know.
Logan the Scholar.
No, next up is Sean.
Sean no Lolu.
Out of the shadows came Ken from Fist of the North Star, his sweaty beef cakiness glistening in the light of the nearby neon lines that come with being in a urethra occupying the realm of Tron.
It's not urethra.
Urethra?
There's no R at the end.
Urethra.
Urethra.
You're a towel.
Like Miss Franklin.
Ha!
He was still wearing shoulder pads, of course.
I am Ken, Ken said truthfully. You must make me come to submission before you may pass.
Sure, whatever, Simba said, whipping out his dick. Come at me, bro.
Aha! Ken gloated Japanesely. If only for you, it would be so easy.
Simba charged his... thrust attack in the time that Ken took to gloat. His penis was thrust in the formidable. It bounced off Ken with nary a dip in the many crevices between Ken's unrelentingly bulbous muscles.
My turn is now!
Ken charged up his penis. It looked like a garter snake that has seen terrible things.
Hokuto decking!
No, it's just dicking.
Hokuto decking!
Ken poked Simba in 3 random spots, opening his butt for Ken's penis, which was so smooth and unburthensome that if Simba had farted at the moment of penetration, it would nary have grazed the walls.
Holy shit, you're thin, Simba said with exasperation. I didn't even feel that. You are formidable, Ken said. It is time to use my final attack. Is it putting on an inch-thick condom? Simba said. Because I doubt I'll feel anything else. Simba did not realize that Ken was already thrusting his slender peen into Simba's bum. With the impressive speed of that new PC your insufferable workmate won't stop fucking talking about.
Steve.
Wait, no!
Steve.
What did I do? What did I do?
You won't stop talking about your gaming PC.
I don't think that I've ever talked about my gaming PC ever.
Your gaming PC.
Ken's penis made contact with any surface inside of Simba's colon about 1% of the time. Hi! 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 Hi!
Somebody hi. Very quickly hi. Get behind hi. Sean. He needs the Heimlich maneuver.
Hi!
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 Hi! Hi!
Hello! Hi! Hi.
What up?
Yo.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
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 Hey. Ho.
Hello.
Hey. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hi.
Hi. Oh. Hey.
Let's go. Hanging out with my friends. Dun, dun. Underneath the water. Dun, dun. We all have the bins.
Dun, dun.
Because we have the bins.
Dun, dun.
Nitrogen in our blood. Fucking really sucks now.
Ken leapt into the air, twirling and flipping over Simba. Until he stood in the exact same spot he stood before. That really didn't feel very impressive, Simba said. That is what you think.
You are already fucked.
You are already pregnant.
I was close.
Yeah.
Simba decided to fuck with him. I know you are, but what am I?
Pregnant? Oh, wait, no.
Somebody must have been high off their tits when they wrote this. Because that was the secret to Ken's destruction.
Way to, like, break the fourth wall on yourself, author.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, how many times do we criticize people for doing poor jobs of breaking the fourth wall? That was very deftly done.
Yeah.
And Logan's quietness has led me to believe that he is, in fact, Buster B. Manwomb. And he's just sitting there smiling and masturbating to our pain the whole time.
He'll never tell.
No, my throat's just swelling up even more.
It's swelling up with pride on the fact that you are Buster Manwomb.
Sure.
Are you going to be okay?
I'll probably live.
All right, Logan, if Steve went and got you Foga de Chow, would it make you feel better?
Why would that make me feel better?
Because steak makes me feel better.
Okay, it's difficult to swallow water, much less food.
Gargle gin?
First gargle gin, and then swallow that gin, get hot, or get drunk, and then let's go fucking get some Foga.
I'm on antibiotics. Drinking alcohol is not advisable.
All it does is just make the antibodies drunk, so they attach to weird things.
Like your spleen.
I don't think that's how that works, but sure.
Deep throat a popsicle.
Yeah, it will please me.
Gargle, 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 gargle.
Oh yeah, daddy likes.
Well, you see, Ken, just like Logan, he swelled up like one of his many victims as his man womb. Which is in fact a canonical organ in the man womb verse, swelled to the point where it exploded in a sticky mess.
So glad that the author cleared that up. I was really wondering.
I hope that your tonsils don't explode in a sticky mess.
I kind of hope they do, just so they can be gone.
Yeah, but they can grow back.
They can't.
In rare cases, yeah, they can.
Tonsils can indeed grow back.
Damn it, Steve, you're supposed to let me gaslight people.
Well, no, because as somebody who has had a partial tonsil grow back, I know. Just like your semen canal through your vas deferens.
That's true. I also had my vas deferens grow back, so.
Yeah.
Is that like, can you like get a, God damn it.
What?
Can you get a circumcision that doesn't take and it grows back?
You can regrow your foreskin, yes.
No, we're not talking about re-stretching with skins there. I'm talking about it just grows back, like, overnight.
No, the skin cannot grow back after that, but you can attach a fucking weight to it to stretch it back to where it was.
Which is also kind of weird.
Yeah, but then you just break your dick in all kinds of other ways.
Yeah.
Simba had never given any thought what his children would have looked like if Ken from Fist of the North Star was the mother, but he was sure that he could have never prepared himself for the sight of 11-inch clones of Lion-O from Thundercats, scrambling into the darkness of Hank Hill's urethra, tearing apart shreds of their recently combusted mother for sustenance.
Weird.
I hate this so much, Simba said. jealous of his Thundercat spawn for actually fucking getting something to eat. What else do I need to fuck to get out of here? Okay, I can't do this voice. Pop my cherry! Someone who sounded like Tom Kenny, voice of SpongeBob and Starscream at some point, said.
That's a smart reference because he is both of those characters.
The second Ken comes, IKEA said.
Tiva.
Huh?
Next.
Oh,
next.
Oh,
pay
sorry.
Attention. Attention to show.
I can absolutely not do a Tom Kenny voice right now.
That's fine.
Well, unfortunately, you're up next, Logan. Would you like me to go?
No, go fuck yourself.
My daily briefing has happened on my watch. Okay, real talk. Can I do a quick aside?
Is this about your house sinking again?
No, but okay, so today I was really hoping you guys would call me to ask where I was because I wasn't here at the beginning of the show when we did the pre-call at 7:30.
You know, we normally give you like a good amount of time to just either get up, get your drink, finish playing around. We're flexible.
I am, yeah.
Well, okay, so what I wanted you to do is I wanted y'all to call me and be like, yo, dog, where you're at? And the reason I wanted you to do that is because at the time I was in the shower and my watch, I found out, has the ability to put phone calls through it. And I wanted you guys to talk to me while I was naked in the shower.
So, David, here's what you need to do next time that you're in the shower. I want you to call me and I'll go, hello. And you're going to say, hey, Steve, thanks for calling me. I'm in the shower right now.
Yes, I would do that.
So do that.
Can your watch do FaceTime?
No, it doesn't have a camera on it, so...
Oh, that's a shame.
It would be dick time.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys can call me, and then I can pick up the phone on my watch, which is fucking weird.
Logan.
Yeah, no, I was waiting for the weird watch story to be over.
Fuck you.
Simba asked. The voice of Tom Kenny materialized in front of him, as naked as SpongeBob in that exhausted SpongeBob meme. How can I see a voice? Simba asked. How did you reverse a pregnancy? The voice of Tom Kenny retorted.
A good question.
Fair enough, Simba said, reinvigorating his dick. Where do I stick it in you? Nihilistically uncaring, Simba stuck it into the first hole he saw, a kind of lubricated amorphous tear bordering a dark passage filled with secrets and the moanings of many trapped souls. The fuck is in that orifice? Simba demanded.
It's a wailing wall.
It's the wood beast.
I am the given form of the prison of many Nickelodeon watchers who sold their souls to make Kurosami canon.
But it was canon.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make it canon.
I don't get it. What show is that from?
It's from Avatar, The Legend of Korra, in which case, at the very end of Avatar, it is made almost 100% clear that Korra and Asami, two females, are in lesbians with each other.
In lesbians?
Yeah.
Then they had, like, follow-up comics where they more explicitly stated it as well.
Yeah, they're like, yo, these two women be fucking tribbin'.
And we also read fanfics about them.
Yep.
The voice of Tom Kenny explained, go ahead and penetrate that soul chasm. It is quite... moist.
What was the Japanese word for moist?
Shitiki?
It's shit
or something like that?
Shitiki.
So Logan, say shit something in the Japanese accent.
Yeah, okay. Shit something.
Good, perfect.
No, it's shitori.
Oh, shitori.
All right, Logan, say shitori.
All right. Shit something.
All right, perfect. Logan, or Steve, call Logan later this week, but just play that, and then that's it.
Okay. Disgusted but curious, not unlike the Tim Hortons employee that saw me writing this, Simba directed his veiny sword of destiny into the strange hole. It was surprisingly pleasant, much like sticking your dick into a salad bowl full of sautéed spinach and marshmallow spread.
That sounds disgusting!
You didn't have to worry about the impromptu wax job you were bound to get tugging it out.
Jesus!
Simba had spent this entire ordeal at half-mast, but this brought his mast up to a solid 60%. This is surprisingly pleasant, Simba said to the voice of Tom Kenny, suddenly... As the voice of Tom Kenny suddenly turned into a cherry and exploded around his dick, the Lion-O Freak babies returned in a flash to feed on the wayward souls that were lamenting the fact that they could not settle for watching Kurosami hentai. Did I really only have to take the voice of Tom Kenny's virginity? That was a breather.
Weirdly enough, when it comes to Korasami, they usually cast Asami as the Dom, and I'm not un-okay with that, but I always picture someone who can waterbend water tentacles to be the Dom.
Fair point.
Maybe that's my headcanon, I don't know.
Well, what was Asami's power?
She didn't have any.
She was just normal.
Oh.
She was a normal dude.
She was normie?
Yeah.
Well, she was rich, but yeah.
Yeah, that was her power. She had rich.
She's Batman.
The next challenge will be your greatest challenge yet, IKEA explained, eating popcorn with one hand and masturbating with the other.
Hey, just like me right now.
Thump. That sounds big, Simba observed. Thump. A silhouette was becoming visible in the darkness. It was quite big. Glump.
That's not glump, it's gump.
Yeah, it's gump.
Oh, sorry, that is an H.
Yeah.
Gump. The figure was carrying something. Thump. Two things. They looked like menorah-shaped samurai swords.
Fuck off! God damn it! Who are you?
Pump. Made of dildos.
Oh, god damn it!
Don't read ahead!
Fuck me.
Lump. The sounds of mechanical limbs was audible. Was it a robot? Trump. It was Anne Frank. Your dick is the Jewish people. Your balls are their culture, Anne Frank said. Although Simba was pretty sure it was actually the zombie Terminator thing from Mortal Engines in drag. Lurump.
Habanera?
Nero, no, no.
Habanero, habanero, haba.
It burns your fucking mouth.
You're up, Dave.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Two lines immediately after page 12 starts.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yep.
Let me guess. Your pussy is Nazi Germany, Simba assumed.
My pussy is a Death Star.
You know what? I did not see that coming.
Ugh. I'm going to go downstairs and punch you.
Yes, please do, Val.
Robo Anne Frank gloated, disappointed with Simba guessing her line and displeased with her own improvisation. Simba was not sure if he had ever seen a vagina in the Man Womb verse. He wondered if it literally was a Death Star.
You would be a fool to underestimate my vagina.
Robo Anne Frank gloated.
Does it say vagine?
Yeah, yeah. It says
vagine or vagine.
Vagine.
Let's go with vagine.
Yes.
It's all good.
Hey, my vagine.
Robo Anne Frank gloated, her bottom half of her body transforming into what looked like if someone made a Death Star trench out of a wet tissue paper, complete with gun turrets.
Wow.
Simba was already assuming he needed to penetrate the exhaust port to make her blow up.
No!
Robo Anne Frank cackled maniacally.
Prepare to have your penis fear the persecution of a mean toasted.
At that moment, Thanos snapped his finger and Robot Anne Frank turned to dust.
Wow.
How anticlimactic, Simba reflected deeply. He turned to the IKEA. What do I do now?
You have fucked the three. IKEA started with a sensual depth. Your final challenge awaits. Get inside me.
IKEA's front doors open. Anxious to finish the final challenge and maybe buy some fucking food to tide him over until he found some goddamn taquitos.
It does say taquitos, yes.
Simba enthusiastically entered the IKEA.
Tune in next time for the final chapter, Amy Schumer and the Behelet Orgy.
Ugh.
What the hell is Behelet?
I don't know, you're Jewish.
Behelet is the thing from Berserk that makes you turn into like a demon lord.
This person is a weeb and I love it.
About the author, Buster Manwomb is doing just...
Wait, did you read the name of the chapter?
Oh, no. Chapter 4, something. About the author, Buster Manwomb is doing just fine. Thanks for asking. 69 Hughes of Disney Part 2, whenever, whatever, I said the chapter was called that last time. Simba was on... Hold on, I'm going to just finish my drinky drink.
Goodbye, Honshu.
Well, since I made this with the ume soda, it's the Osaka Ohei. Both are fucking tasty. When you come down here, Steve, I'm going to give you one. And you're going to be like, damn, son, where'd you find this?
Are you going to Osaka to him?
No, because that would be clever, and I am not.
I'm just going to look at the drink and just say, Shitori.
And I'm like, yeah, you know it, boy. All right, anyway, fucking Simba fucking was fucking. All right, Simba was inside an IKEA, inside Hank Hill's urethra, inside the grid, inside a convenience store. Most of the IKEA was dark except for a single table, at which sat a humanoid figure. Simba expected the figure to be Leonardo DiCaprio, and 9 years ago that may have been the case, but no. Instead, sitting at the table was a universally tolerated comedian, Amy Schumer. She sat calmly at the table, idly twiddling her thumbs as Simba approached her. So, Simba started, pulling out a second chair and sitting at the table. What am I supposed to do here?
Wanna hear a joke?
No.
Amy Schumer, star of Inside Amy Schumer, asked. Sure. Simba answered, expecting a penis shape like something distinctly unpenis-like to protrude from her mouth instead.
David, you know what? It's time to get your burgeoning acting career off the ground because I totally bought the emotion you had there as Simba saying, sure.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to emote an ellipses and then just a single sentence. So, wait until I have King Lear and then I'll talk.
Okay.
All right. By the way, let's do a fucking shitty version of King Lear.
I heard, let's do a fucking shitty
let's
version.
Let's do a fucking shitty version.
That's cool. We'll just leave it at, let's do a shitty version.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, Dave, I'm down with doing a shitty version.
Good episode title. Let's do a shitty version. He was pleasantly surprised as only words came out of Amy Schumer's mouth.
What is Mavagina?
Kapow.
Amy Schumer laughed.
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. Simba sat there as Amy Schumer continued to laugh, slapping the table and wheezing, falling out of her chair. Oh no, my bunkmate is dying.
You cannot kill me. I have ascended.
Falling out of her chair and pulling herself back in, only to fall out and repeat the process. It reminded Simba of the bit in Toy Story when Woody got Buzz to look behind him if Woody wasn't allowed to stop laughing. You get it?
My vagina!
No, I don't.
Amy Schumer wheezed only to fall out of her chair again and start laughing even harder.
Cool.
Simba stood up once it became clear that this wasn't going to stop anytime soon. I'm out of here. He went back to the front door intending to leave only to be unexpectedly stopped. The penis was the size of a school bus. The head was the size and shape of a Volkswagen Beetle on its side. A vaguely proportional hand was stroking the penis, smooshing the head against the second set of doors, preventing Simba's exit. Simba peered out of the scant bit of window that didn't have penis smooshed against it. It appeared that 100-foot-tall Louis C.K. had cornered the IKEA.
Kratos!
Oh,
fucking
no.
Topical.
Jorge Batimus!
Fucking Louis C.K.
Jorge Batimus!
Simba sighed, turning back around. He supposed that he was being too hopeful, thinking he could get out of this without having to make an Inside Amy Schumer joke. Drink! Actually, they're mentioning drinks in the show. Drinking on the show.
I already drank my drink. I'm done. I have work tomorrow, Steve.
Okay. Simba heard the voice as soon as he stepped back inside. Bill Cosby was standing beside the door in a monkey suit holding a tray of martini glasses filled with pills.
Bleeble blabble.
His dick was out, flapping like a 3-inch-long eel super glued to a Brillo pad.
So it is the dick going bleeble wobble.
Dot, dot, dot. No thanks, Simba said, rushing back to the table. It wasn't Amy Schumer at the table. Now it was Jerry Seinfeld. Hey, Jerry Seinfeld said.
What's the deal with eels?
Okay, now I'm cunt-fuzzed, Simba said. You need to make me laugh. Jerry Seinfeld explained.
Just do the Amy Schumer joke.
Ah.
I have vagina. Ha 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 ha.
Simba thinks he understood. Amy Schumer was ripping her sides at the mere mention of her vagina. Maybe he needed to make each comedian laugh with their own style of jokes. It seemed like an unusually PG-13 method of conflict resolution for any conflict encountered in the man womb verse, but his penis could use a break. Hey, Simba said. Aren't you sick of the long lines at the DMV? Who goes to the DMV anymore? Jerry Deinfeld scoffed. Simba saw the flaw. Simba saw the flaw in his logic. This was a man who became famous on jokes regular people found relatable, But how are you supposed to be relatable when you're the production cost of the Hannah Montana movie away from being a billionaire? You'd only be able to relate to similarly wealthy people you're in cars having coffee with. Oh, I get it. Or bombing and blaming youth culture instead of making the realization. Simba needed to relate to an almost billionaire. Hey, Simba said, don't you hate it when the airport lets your private jet take off too quickly? You need that time to get settled or you might spill your champagne. Jerry Seinfeld was about to let out a laugh, his face and body contorting to accommodate it to an extremely fist that would make Nicolas Cage go, Jesus. But before he could let out a laugh, Jerry Seinfeld burst into confetti. Next up is Val. This is getting weirder.
Yeah. It keeps getting weirder and weirder as time goes on.
I'm okay, though, because the person is still putting some sort of effort in it, unlike the usual crack fic.
Yeah, there's a lot of variation in the way things are said and what is going on. It's not just repetition, repetition, repetition.
The chair remained empty as long as Simba looked at it. He looked away and turned back. The corpse of George... Let me try that again. The corpse of George Carlin was plunked onto the chair, though it had been improperly balanced. In a few seconds, it lurched forward, smashing its face against the table with a moist,
moist
crack. The fuck? Simba yelled into the void. I did hear that echo. Am I supposed to make a corpse laugh? Suddenly, all the lights turned on, revealing dozens of tables, all of which had a comedian sitting at them, except for the table of Amy Schumer, since she was on the floor beside it, still laughing at her vagina joke. You must make us all come through laughter! All the comedians except Amy Schumer declared in disorienting unison. At the same time!
Oof.
Yes. Simba suddenly felt himself standing at a podium? Yes, at a podium, facing the unblinking stares of dozens of comedians. He needed to think. What was the most common joke a comedian could rely on for a laugh?
Hey! What a beautiful day!
We could learn to walk and play and get along with each other.
Each other.
He yelled to everyone's attention. How about them dumbass youth, huh? Isn't Snapchat stupid? Fortnite! In parenthesis, it says, for full effect, start playing Rectifier from the Tron Legacy soundtrack here. What started as a few weak chuckles and non-committal chortles exhalated into full laughter. I have to say, like, just aside, whenever I see chortles now, read it, I think of Fawful.
Yes, best character.
I have the chortles. And something about being the mustard on the sandwich of victory. Escalated into full laughter, and escalating still to the point that Simba would have sworn they were all being sarcastic if their laughs weren't prying their jaws open.
Open?
Yes. Open far wider than the human body should permit. Simba's suspicions were confirmed as the erotic twangs of jaw tendon snapping echoed through the IKEA. As they laughed, their lips stuck farther apart, parting their skin from their lips and revealing their sensuously smooth muscle tissues underneath. Still laughing, their skin-stripped bodies began to morph, boiling and melting so to lose their natural definition, bulbous, meaty sacs blazed into blood and teeth, took over, rolling from their tables and collecting in single, growing, still-laughing pile. That was a sentence. Wow. The bulbous masses shuddered and sputtered, gaining definition. If you've never seen Berserk, and thus have no idea what a Beyblade is...
Beyblade.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what a Beyblade is.
It's a blade. A blade.
It's a blade!
Fuck. It's a...
No, it's Beyonce's blade!
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I'm fucking tired, yo.
Yeah, we all are.
A blade blast by Beyonce.
Also, why did Tron Legacy just reuse the Inception soundtrack?
But Inception came out 3 years after.
Did it?
Yeah. Tron Legacy was like 2009, dude. Inception was 2012.
Inception was 2010. Tron Legacy was 2010.
All right, well, then the same movie.
Sure. Imagine someone tried to make a Mr. Potato Head as wrong as possible. Now imagine the facial features were realistic, as if it were designed to be an character in The Annoying Orange with Epilepsy.
Ugh.
Yeah. Now imagine hundreds of those laughing as one, stuck together using a mixture of corn syrup and crushed tomatoes.
Sounds like something from Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer, still laughing maniacally, seemed to have kept her form, but was still fused to the pile at the point between her legs. This was her vagina.
Hi, vagina.
In parenthesis, you can stop playing the music now. Simba was so fucking aroused. His penis glistened at a 98% of its full potential. Simba knew what he must do. He... Hello, Judy? Or Danny? Or...
I don't think Danny can mix them a drink.
Well, no, wife was bringing my sleep pills, and I asked her for not a drink to get alcohol off of, but
just
to...
a drinky drink.
Yeah, it's just something to take my pills with.
Do you prefer 7-Up or Sprite?
Sprite.
I don't know a single person who prefers 7-Up.
Nobody on Earth prefers 7-Up.
No.
It was usually on sale compared to Sprite back home, so my parents would get it.
Well, your parents were cruel.
No, they just wanted to save money. Because we
were
in
at the cost of human life. How could they?
We didn't have that much money. Anyway, Simba knew what he must do. He must penetrate that glistening, erotic... Erotic!
Erotic.
Herodotus.
Ketchup or catsup?
It's erotic either way. Oh boy, Nihilist Arby's just updated. Go ahead and tell your spouse you got syphilis from our booths if you think they're stupid enough to buy it. Arby's don't judge. Arby's don't care. Eat Arby's.
Eat Arby's.
Beautiful. Amorphous mass. He leapt at Amy Schumer's vagina, brandishing his penis. Have at the! And it's not the because there's no double E. Alright, I'm done.
Hey, can you...
Wow, Steve-O.
I'm trying!
Don't show too much enthusiasm.
One set of Baylet lips took his penis first, shuddering as it took the full length, failing to contain the power and bursting, resembling a raw chicken stuffed with live grenades and ketchup.
Pew pew!
Or catsup. Simba moved on the next one. This one took it in the eye and burst immediately.
Kapow!
Two of the fleshy masses emerged at the eyes and mouths, forming a gap that could easily engulf Simba's substantial wife beater. Bleeder!
I preferred that by far.
His substantial wife bleeder.
Bah.
He couldn't fuck this one to death. This was it. Fight, my brothers! Someone yelled. Fight for father! All of Simba's lion-o children, now fully grown, penetrated the perimeter of the IKEA, thrusting themselves into the fray. Penises brandished, they joined Simba in attacking Amy Schumer's vagina. They were doing pretty well until they were torn apart. Bony tentacle protruded from Amy Schumer's vagina, like ingrown hairs that had grown too big to be contained.
Ugh.
Wrapping themselves around the lion-o babies and either tearing them apart or killing them by performing endoanal tonsillectomies.
Oh no!
Wait. Did they write the last part of this today?
Like, just 2 hours ago, apparently. Not even.
The last part of this was written January 30th.
All right.
They can see the future.
One particularly imaginative tentacle tore out one of Lionel's entrails and swung them like the baby and Freddy got fingered.
Aww.
Little did Amy Schumer's vagina know that this would be its undoing. As the twirling Lionel's head tore away from its body, its trajectory put it on an intercept path with the half-engorged Simba. To say that Simba's penis reached 100% power when Lionel's severed head crashed into his prostate.
Wow. How? What? Okay.
It created a crater.
Would not do Simba's penis justice. His penis went Super Saiyan, growing a six-pack that you could grind meat on. The forceful aura of Simba's penis alone blasted half of Amy Schumer's vagina to paste, making the room look like the inside of a jelly donut.
I'm getting some pee-poo-doo vibes right here.
Yeah, I was also getting some pee-poo-doo vibes.
With a few forceful, aimless thrusts, Simba's penis did to Amy Schumer's vagina
What a oh god. What a hijacked jet did to the WTC window cleaner. Exploded the entire half of both the IKEA and Hank Hill's urethra.
Urethra.
I think it might have an extra letter in there somewhere.
Yeah, the E isn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, that's right. And turned into the plot convenient light pointing to the sky that is a that in a 2010s comic book movie would have been the climax set piece. But in Tron Land, what you need to
was.
But in Tron Land was what you needed to jump into go back. Fuck, I can't read. What you needed to jump into to go back. Jumping into his penis, Simba finally escaped the grid.
Bwah.
What the fuck? The MCP managed to save
him. No. The MCP is a very smooth, evil British man.
No, it's just a Microsoft certified professional.
God damn it! You made the joke twice now!
Got you twice.
Yeah, I'm surprised he got you the second time.
Well, I'm not Microsoft certified. I don't give a shit enough about their products.
What the fuck? The MCP managed to say before getting pulverized by Simba's Super Saiyan Donk.
Yeah.
It's done, Simba said, powering down his dick. And taking his taquitos, ignoring the confused protestations of the store owner. He was wondering if the baby from Eraserhead was still in his apartment when he went up to his apartment. Not only was they still there, but they called over Mr. Ed.
The horse?
Oh, hell, the clop, yes! Simba grinned fiendishly.
The end! Oh.
Tune in next time for 69 Hughes of Canada. John A. MacDonald and Pocahontas experiment with autoerotic cultural assimilation.
Wow!
Oh, too real! Too fucking real!
Yeah, yeah. Remember to receive all the juicy Man Womb verse updates on Twitter at Buster Man Womb. Orphan Bones Decoys.
Orphan Bone Decoys.
Orphan Bone Decoys. Orphan Taquitos. It's only cannibalism if the balls touch. Fucking wow.
I don't know what you're confused about. It makes perfect sense.
That was beautiful.
All right, Logan, you got the last read, so I'm sorry.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, it's in progress.
It was also last updated on January 30th.
You don't know. He might finish it.
I looked at the website just now. Just the last two words
69
on
Hughes of Disney 3. Papa Smurf and Marcus Phoenix bang. It's pretty hot. Chapter 1, 69 Hughes of Disney 3.
Who's Marcus Phoenix?
From Gears of War.
Yeah.
Oh.
Main character.
See, I've
played
never
a video
actually
game for once in your life, Steve.
Yeah.
I never played the games either, but I know who Marcus Phoenix is.
We need the hammer now.
Yeah, that.
Dawn, we need the hammer now.
We need the hammer now.
I just
Dawn, forget about your wife. Come with me.
I just Dawn,
she's dead.
Dead.
She's dead, Dawn. Let's go.
She did die, though.
Coltrane,
so
baby!
I just thought.
Cold, baby! Your wife's dead, baby!
Can I say my thought now?
No!
No!
I'm Marcus just Phoenix! My dad was an asshole!
I just thought every character in that game was a bunch of sentient legs with large shoulders and no head!
I mean, you're not wrong.
Bro, if you ain't roadie running, you ain't running.
Yeah, it's just frigging suits of armor with teensy little legs and giant guns.
And chickens.
Yeah.
About the author. Currently entombed in resin for their portrayal of the crucifix, Buster Manwomb is planning legal action against Guinness for refusing to acknowledge their title of most live octopi sexually stuffed into and removed from a crucifix.
Sure.
In their defense, that's what they thought crossplay meant. Once upon a time.
No, not once.
One upon a time, there was a man taquito selling.
They're a man.
They're a man taquito selling. Name, Marcus Phoenix. Out it turns when war 2-2
when
war.
Born to
when born 2-2 war, there isn't much left. You 2-2 do in 30 years between sequels. How do you make your taquitos? Papa Smurf asked Marcus Phoenix because a taquito he wanted orphans. Marcus Phoenix said
orphans.
Orphans.
Dumb, it's orphans.
We've got to cut through the orphans.
No!
Dawn, your wife is orphans. Just leave her alone.
We need the orphans now.
Well.
Oh my gosh.
Orphans, you say, Papa Smurf says. That is a strange.
It's not a strange,
Phoenix say.
You can't kidnap what is not wanted, like an orphan.
Jesus, that's me.
Wow.
I should do does know. My dad is a science man.
All right, can you back up from the mic a tiny bit or lower the gruff?
I'll back up when I do Marcus Phoenix.
Logan, can you just get as close to the mic when you're Marcus Phoenix as possible? Like, don't listen
to
Steve.
You just like making me suffer.
Listen, I just found this hentai called Wholesome Nut. And I think it's the best thing ever.
Hold on.
I like to think I have a wholesome nut.
Well, yeah, it's still in one piece.
Wait, are we talking about the company that makes actual nuts like peanuts and cashews?
No, that's stupid.
Anyways, does your dad, the science man, have a science to say about being the cannibalize?
Science man does is the say.
Weird quote nonsense.
It is only cannibalism if the balls touch science.
Yeah.
I know argument the science, speak the Papa Smurf.
Argument science guy.
I is no the orphan. Can my no is the cannibalize?
Phil.
Wish the consume, eh?
Marcus the Phoenix. Yes.
Money of the 20.
No, hold it. That's the only sentence I've understood so far. Yes!
Motherfucker!
No! Money of the 20!
Money of the 20!
Motherfucker, Papa Smurf. Smurf is no a job.
Give is I can Smurf a job.
To Smurf.
To Smurf a job.
Claim the Marcus Phoenix.
Does Gears of War also transpire in this weird cadence?
Is?
Papa Smurf. Papa Smurf.
Penis.
Marcus Phoenix.
Sure.
Can. End of sentence. For a the of the. Papa Smurf Esquire.
For the all of my taquito.
Is this a missing chapter of 30H Splatter?
Smurf on. Papa Smurf the on. Clothe the off for the penis. And so Papa Smurf and Marcus Phoenix partook in the slobbery act of intergenital friction.
Intergenital
friction.
Yep.
An exploit not unlike if Peter Dinklage would get ass fucked by the International Space Station. If tore him into two Papa Smurf, be in the burst two. Papa Smurf be fire the die.
It's four, not two.
Two Papa Smurf. Be in
no,
the,
four.
Are
what?
Are you on fucking crack?
Four.
You are literally.
No, he's not there.
Way fucking lower than I am.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like three paragraphs up.
Oh, sorry.
Phil, just... can for a the of the.
To Papa Smurf, be in the burst two. Papa Smurf, be fire the die. Say, need now the taquito for the of the both. Papa Smurf.
Penis?
Marcus Phoenix conjure. No, conjure. Okay. And so Papa Smurf and Marcus Phoenix partook in the slobbery act of intergenital friction.
Oh, he got
an exploit not unlike if Peter Dinklage would get ass fucked by the International Space Station. It tore him in two more pieces.
If tore
him in two more pieces. For Papa Smurf, be in the burst two. Papa Smurf, be fire the die. Say, need now the taquito. For the of the four, Papa Smurf.
Penis?
Marcus Phoenix conjure. Okay. And so Papa Smurf and Marcus Phoenix partook in the slobbery act of intergenital friction. An exploit not unlike if Peter Dinklage would get ass fucked by the International Space Station. This time, it killed him. The end.
Oh my god.
Holy.
That was a trip.
Thank you, as always, to our patrons, especially our genital guardians, who will forgive me for being very late in terms of trying to pull up the active patrons list and sort through to make sure I just get the genital guardians. Advent Dawn, Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Cameron Leafmuller, Dylan Barber, Disambiguity, Disgust, Disdon Plays, Epidel, Evan Baumel, Look, Steve, listen, Steve, you gotta understand, Steve. Matthew Wayne Jordan, Michael Fouch, Miri, Pope Sloth XVII, Richard Pryor, Sarah for the win, Snap Me Gecko Daddy, Steve-O Reed Time Cube, The Waffle, and Wage.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We will eventually.
Yep.
Patreon perk. And also, David, are you trying to say that your boss has an extraordinary huge cock?
Look, all I know is his name is Steve-O, so go from there, kids.
Wait, if I'm officially your boss, do I have to register as a separate business?
Oh, you can register my separate business.
Wait, if you're officially his boss, can you force him to stop playing games on show?
Steve, you gotta understand, your power is just what I need. Fucking use it, daddy.
Is A for thee of thee?
Yeah, oh god. Now step on my grapes.
No!
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Apollo Duck by Will Rock. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.